Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare is here, and so is Mountain Dew.
Roger that.
Now you can unlock in-game rewards like only Dew can.
Wait, what rewards?
A Dew Operator skin.
Man, I love Operator skins.
Dual double XP, and even Call of Duty points.
You're kidding me. Double XP and Call of Duty points? This is incredible. I can't believe it.
Soldier, get a hold of yourself.
Oh, Roger that.
Look for specially marked packaging and visit mtndewgaming.com for details and restrictions. Open to U.S. residents 17 plus. Call of Duty points available on 12 and 24 packs and free 20 and 23.
It's time for Curbside.
He shoots, they score!
With the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber.
They score! Bring out the Zamboni!
Refreshed by Randall's, St. Louis's number one liquor store. Visit shoprandalls.com.
Alongside Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. It's B. Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. We are broadcasting live at the E&B Granite Studios out at the Centene Community Ice Center. And right now we are going to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Chris Kerber. Kerbs, you've been doing this for a long time. I think this is the first time that you've seen a start of a season like this, correct?
Yeah, it is. I haven't seen the three streaks that we've seen from a team like this. So it's an interesting one, and it's kind of fun to still wonder how this is going to shake out, because right now they put themselves right back in the middle of everything.
They're right in the middle of the Central Division. We were looking at the standings earlier today. If they pick up a win on Saturday, they're like a point right now back of Nashville for fourth in the division. It's wild that the Central has not pulled away in any meaningful way. Kerbs, I wanted to ask you about that win last night, especially with Thomas Greiss's performance. When he was signed in the offseason, I think a lot of people looked at what he did last year with Detroit, which was just a mess. And he didn't play well. And so they looked at it and said, this is a really bad signing by the Blues. But when you looked back at what he had been previously, he was a super solid, at minimum, backup goalie. I think we saw that from him last night, where he has the ability to steal some games for you. What did you see from Thomas Greiss last night, and what have you thought of him so far this season as the Blues backup?
Well, and we saw the same thing as well in the game against the Winnipeg Jets. So I think in two of the four games that we have seen him, he's been just outstanding. And frankly, I just don't think that in any of the four games that he's played, the Blues have been all that great in front of him. So, especially when you look at the fact that I think that Winnipeg game and then last night, in those two games, he's seeing over an average, when you put his four games together, he's seeing over an average of 40 shots on goal a game. Dude, that's a lot. So, I think, yeah, he's been fine. I don't know. I didn't like his last two games, but again, I when it comes to goaltending, I always kind of keep the team performance in front of them, because goalies can only do so much. And you look at the grade A chances. You know, for example, you go back to Jordan Binnington, and you know, going into that Chicago game, I think you could make the case he'd given up three, maybe four bad goals out of 30, right? So, the kind where you're going, okay, that one might be on the goalie. So I think in Thomas Greiss's case, you've got to give him a chance to have the team be a little bit better in front of him. But either way, look, that was a goalie win last night without a shred of doubt. I mean, he had to make five consecutive saves in the shootout to secure that win. I mean, because if any one of those go in, the Blues end up losing. So I thought he was just outstanding.
Kerbs, how important is it for the Blues that the Central Division really has just been kind of floundering in their last 10 or so games? I mean, with the exception of the Winnipeg Jets and the Colorado Avalanche, who have 8-7 games or victories in their last 10, everyone else in the Central has essentially been a 500 team, which has allowed the Blues to put themselves now 3 points out of being a top three seed in the Central.
Now look, all you can do is play the schedule that you're given, and that's it. I thought the Central Division was going to be pretty doggone tight when you look at it. Now, whether that meant that every team was going to be lights out good or every team was going to be in the middle of the pack, I don't know. But, I mean, we're still only 15, 16 games in, depending on the team we're talking about here. So it's still going to sort itself out. When it comes to head-to-head divisional play, as we've seen even from the Blues, I mean, it's I think Colorado came back to the pack just a little bit. And I don't know that Nashville really added much to their identity. The Winnipeg Jets had question marks when it came to coaching. The consistency with a new coach now of the Dallas Stars is something you just had to wait and see. You knew the Arizona Coyotes weren't going to be very good, and you don't expect the Chicago Blackhawks to be very good. And they had three, you know, they've had a decent number of overtime games, and they still have some decent talent, but they're not very good. So I think the Central Division is kind of shaping out in a lot of ways just like we would have expected it to be. And in this case, it really benefits the Blues here because they've been able to kind of keep pace and get this ship right and get back into it. So I've never been one to look and say, well, this team's got an easy schedule. This team's got a hard schedule. This is fair. This is unfair. It's just the schedule. And it's done ahead of time without anybody knowing exactly how good a team is going to be or not going to be. But in this case, it's definitely benefited the St. Louis Blues because no one has really, you know, gone on that kind of tear, to say, like the New Jersey Devils have in the Metropolitan, that have really lopsided the division.
Curbs, what's your level of concern with Parayko?
You know what? Not too much. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to take Berube on what he said yesterday when he was asked, and he said, no, it's not related to the back. I haven't asked myself, to be honest. I've gotten to the point, guys, I don't know where you are with the injuries because of the upper body, lower body,
I hate
body,
that.
Outer body thing. I know, and I understand, but it's interesting that I've gotten to the point now when somebody just tells me a guy's out, I go, okay, he's out. And then what I start to do is I start to decipher just the verbiage, right? If I hear the word reevaluated in the morning, I start to worry, right? Okay. If I hear we have to wait and see, I worry a little bit. In this case, so far, we've heard day to day and things just need to calm down. So to me, my level of concern is not all that much. You know, the fact that he came out and he skated, while he didn't skate in the morning skate, he skated in warmups in Chicago, tells me that it was something he wanted to at least see if he could give it a try. And he did. He didn't look like he was skating very smoothly in that warm-up. I kept as close an eye as my, you know, untrained eye can look at something like that. So I guess my concern is not all that big right now.
Curbs, final one from me, and we talked about this a little bit last night, but Braden Schenn, he has been – I mean, he's been back to the form he was prior to that injury last season, and rightfully so when you play through the year with, what was it, 5-6 ribs that he was playing with. But how influential is it for this offense to have Braden Schenn at the top of his game?
Well, it's critical from a standpoint that you think of the fact that he's got more points than anybody on this team since the Blues acquired him from the Philadelphia Flyers.
That's crazy.
And especially... Well, I think it speaks to just how good he's been, to be honest with you, right?
And his playing, like his availability, right? Because he's been a guy that's out there almost every night.
Yeah, he'll play through anything. I've hesitated to use this comparison because I just don't think it's fair. The different eras, and Brian Sutter was just a unique type of player with what he could do with his toughness, his fights, the scoring, and all that he did. But he's as close to the Brian Sutter type player that the Blues have had in a while, where he can make you pay with terrific offense, and we saw that spectacular shot last night. He will hit anybody, and we saw that with 8 hits in the other game. And he'll do it even when he's got cracked ribs. And if the team needs someone to drop the gloves, he's going to be the first one to do it, even though I'm not sure he should be anymore. But he will be the first one willing to do it for the team. And so in that sense, I've got this comparison in my head of a Brian Sutter style, you know, that is just so suitable for somebody wearing the St. Louis Blues jersey. And I love what Braden Schenn brings from a leadership standpoint, from a calm standpoint, from a championship standpoint. And frankly, it still rings true. He is better off with this team, and this team is better off when Braden Schenn is playing at center. And this, it's because you've got what Levo's come into the lineup, and you've got the return, obviously, of Buchnevich and Saad coming back from their injuries. Since they've been able to get Braden Schenn back at center, you put Kyrou on his wing, you've got Barbashev on the other. This has looked like a completely different balanced team, hasn't it?
It really has. Curbs, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy yourself tomorrow night. Hopefully the Blues can capture some even more history as they go for six straight after that 8-game losing streak. We'll talk with you again next week, and enjoy yourself on the holidays, my friend.
All right, guys. Have an awesome week, and if we don't talk next week, have a great Thanksgiving.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare is here, and so is Mountain Dew.
Roger that.
Now you can unlock in-game rewards like only Dew can.
Wait. What rewards?
A Dew Operator skin.
Man, I love Operator skins.
Dual double XP, and even Call of Duty points.
You're kidding me. Double XP and Call of Duty points? This is incredible. I can't believe it.
This... Soldier, get a hold of yourself.
Oh, roger that.
Look for specially marked packaging and visit mtndewgaming.com for details and restrictions. Open to U.S. residents 17+. Call of Duty points available on 12 and 24 packs and free 20 and 23.